a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8 o'clock, and we're going in-depth on the biggest story of the day. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Salt Lake City has a brand new airport this morning. This is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
That new terminal and concourse opened at 4 o'clock this morning.
The new airport is so much larger.
Salt Lake's new airport. Our special hour of coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who's live on the scene at the new terminal. John?
Yeah, Amanda, this has been a day many officials and passengers have been waiting for decades now. After years of planning, 6 years of construction, and $4.1 billion later, the first phase of the new Salt Lake City Airport opened at about 4 o'clock this morning. Some of the first passengers were rushing through security to make their flights, while others showed up hours in advance to just take it all in, including this guy who was making the short trip over to St. George.
We had like 4 hours. We came early, deliberately, to walk through the airport.
Airport officials have been urging everyone flying out of the new airport for the first time to arrive early in order to help mitigate any potential confusion. Although most people I've talked to say the signage is clear, it's direct, and it's easy enough to navigate for them.
It's pretty easy coming in the parking garage, the new parking signs, and we just came up the new ramp. It was awesome.
The new parking garage comes with 3,600 parking stalls and a camera-based sensor system that uses lights to indicate where open spots are located. Probably the biggest attention getter is all the new local artwork that reflects the landscape of Utah. But it's not lost on travelers that the most important thing is getting around easily. So far, they say it's much easier to get from point A to B compared to the old airport.
Yeah, I think they improved it with one level access, so you park and we've all only stayed on the same level all the way through.
And although we're in the middle of a stretch of 90-degree weather, the different components set up to make winter travel easier is also getting some love from the first passengers.
I'm excited about the ski, the ski-specific luggage handlers. So when skis can come in, they don't have to be put in that oversized door, you know, like they used to.
Today, it's Concourse A West that's open, which has 25 Delta gates and 6 international gates. In 6 weeks, Concourse B West will also open, which features 20 gates for various airlines. Now, something to remember for future Utah-based trivia. The first flight to ever depart the new airport was today, Tuesday, September 15th, 2020, and it was a Delta flight that was bound for Atlanta. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And, of course, that makes sense with Atlanta being the headquarters of Delta Airlines. All right, if you're headed to the new Salt Lake City Airport this morning, make sure you follow the signs so you can drop people off or park your car in the right spot. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says passengers must walk a series of bridges to get from the garage to the security line.
If you're flying out of Concourse A, you'll just go straight through the plaza area and to the left your gate. If you're flying out of the other gate areas, then you'll take a connecting bridge to get to the existing concourses.
She recommends getting there early to make sure you can find your way.
The director of airport redevelopment says motivated workers kept construction of the new terminal on schedule despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has more.
At their peak, they had 1,950 people on the project.
The trade workers really wanted to work. They really wanted to be here. They recognized that, you know, there's a direct correlation between doing the right thing and not doing the right thing.
Mike Williams, program director of airport redevelopment, says they enforced CDC and health department measures at the job site from the get-go, and it resulted in single-digit on-the-job cases until a blip after the July 4th holiday.
And we went from just having, you know, I think it was 7 to having 75.
Williams says they reminded everyone to be safe at home if you want to keep working, and says as of last Friday, they were down to 5 positive cases. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
We'll be checking in at the new airport all day long on KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com. Coming up at 8:15, John Wojcik will join us again live from the new terminal to talk about how passengers are handling this first day. Then at 8:20, who's paying for the new airport? We'll break it down as part of our special hour of coverage here on Utah's Morning News.
Hurricane force rains are the concern as Sally arrives. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda, not the wind, the rain. Sally is arriving as a Category 1 hurricane this morning, where Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama share the coastline. The mayor of New Orleans notes the slow movement of the storm.
We will see 24 to 36 hours of rainfall.
The hurricane crawling along just 2 miles an hour. President Trump met with state leaders in fire-ravaged California yesterday. He saluted firefighters who rescued hundreds trapped by the flames.
We are proud of them.
Wow. But he also publicly disagreed about climate change being the cause of the fires, which have now killed 36 people across the West. A peace deal is signed today between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. President Trump hosts the signing ceremony at the White House, leading Speaker Nancy Pelosi to tell CNN.
Good for him for having a distraction.
She says she's still waiting for a solution to the Palestinian situation. And the State Department issuing a travel advisory for China and Hong Kong, warning about arbitrary detention for violating arbitrary local laws. The warning claims Chinese human rights abuses. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.